You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
We got someone from the other side of the world who's going to talk to us today. He's the founder of JobTogether.com. I have Arno Devay with me here today with his incredible French accent, but he's living in Spain. Tough life there. Arno, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hello, Sean. Yeah, and nice to see you. Actually, life could be worse than being in Baleares Island in Spain. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like life is pretty good out there for you. And you came up with it. It's really just a great idea, you know, JobTogether.com, where you've kind of created a search engine for fully remote jobs. What made you come up with this idea?
Yeah, actually, 2 years ago, we were like in the middle of COVID crisis, and most people were moving from physical jobs in the office to working from home. Everyone realized that it was working quite well and that it was not incompatible with productivity. So many talents, many workers like realized that they could search for a job that they can perform from wherever they want, so that they don't have to leave where the job is, but they can basically stay where they are and find the perfect job for them. So we decided to launch the search engine so that everyone could find all the remote jobs available, because today it's very difficult to find them. If you're, let's say, in a specific in a country in Latin America, in Ecuador, I would say, you will probably get access to remote jobs from companies from your country, but you will not find the jobs offered by American companies and available for talents who live in other countries. So we decided to put all this information together to enrich all the jobs available, like check where those jobs are available from and put all the information on a search engine.
I think it's incredible. And you're right. I mean, you can work anywhere in the world, obviously. And I know people that are doing multiple jobs because, you know, from working from home,
what, you know, used to be 40 hours a week, they can do in 15. And so they take on, you know, they're doing, you know, two or three different contract jobs, making a fortune because it's just production oriented.
Exactly. And we are just at the beginning of this with artificial intelligence, actually. You will see more and more smart people leveraging the full power of artificial intelligence to, exactly as you said, deliver their task in 3, 4, 5, or 10 time less amount of time, actually. And so you can do different jobs, yeah, from anywhere in the world.
No, I that's why I say I don't.
Fashion is a massive, like, long-term trend, we believe. Yeah.
No, I agree. I talk about like retiring, and you know, I'm like, why would I ever retire? Because you talk about like remote. I could literally prop my head up in a conference room of companies and just give advice, you know, until I die. Like, in other words, being wise and having experience, there's, you know, a lot of people that are considering, you know, I might retire. I'm like, go remote. If you're if you're a bookkeeper or there's, you can go down the line. There's so many areas where there's probably a very comfortable situation. My bookkeeper that I have right now started remote, and now she's actually in my office because I made her an offer she couldn't refuse. I was like, no, you can bring your dog to work. I'll put a special spot in for you. But 40% of her schedule is still at home. And I tell her, I'm like, Linda, you can work from a hot air balloon. I don't care.
Exactly. And actually, we've had an approach to like retiring that was so binary. So like you work like hell during 40 years, and then you do nothing for the rest of your life. And now you can really do a smooth transition, like find a job that you can perform from home, even if you have disabilities. We think that remote work is an incredible way to give access to great jobs to people who have disabilities, you know, who cannot like commute 2 or 3 hours a day just because they need to stay at home, they have like disease, etc., or they need some special care. So it's a great way to give access to them to great jobs. And when you retire, probably you don't want to commute every day to go to San Francisco downtown. So you may stay where you are in the countryside and still, exactly as you said, deliver some conferences, some advisory services, of it, just share your knowledge that you managed to gather, you managed to get during your 40 years of previous career.
Yeah, I think
transmission of knowledge as well.
And I think it's also, I think teaching younger people, where before it was like, okay, maybe I'm a teacher, I'm an engineer, I'm this. And you got to look at things differently. Like, what is the skill? So it's not so much the career. It's, you know, like I work in education, or I work in this. No. What is the skill? Like, what's the one sentence that you can describe yourself that you can do at a world-class level? And if there's like two or three of those, you don't ever have to retire. You can work from anywhere. And I think we got to look at things differently. Not so much the career. I'm a teacher. I'm this, I'm that. No, where are you world-class? Where does your, that, you know, take it one step more specific.
Yes, I'm so with you on this. Yeah, definitely. And this is got those skill set. You can apply them to so many different types of, I wouldn't even say jobs, but like roles, like tasks. You know, it doesn't have to be a job, actually. It can be like a short-term project task. It can be like positive impact project you want to get involved into. We have a good example, you know, actually at JobGather, we are a good example of this, because look, we launched a job search engine two years ago. And then 1 year ago, the war started in Ukraine, and we realized that what we had learned from our experience in building a search engine could be used to help refugees from Ukraine find a home. So we developed over the weekend a search engine, exactly like the job search engine, but not to find a job, to find hosts who could give you accommodation in Europe, I mean, for Ukrainian refugees. And we developed that in 2 days. It was about reapplying some skills that we had previously to a new area.
And that's amazing.
Exactly what you mentioned.
And so helpful. Exactly. Like, and I can build a search engine. There's the skill.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we can take the bigger thing. Maybe I'm a programmer, but I tell people, no, what is it that you can do that you do great? Because if your skills have to age. There's, you know, and that's the thing, as we grow older, growing older, hey, that's fine. But do you have a skill that ages well with you? I think transitioning, you brought it up, and I think it's so true. People work and then they stop. And it's the dumbest idea that I've ever heard of.
Yes, I'm totally with you, actually. When you get older, you have failed a lot. And this is where your value comes from. In the American culture, it's so obvious, you know? The more you fail, the more you're good. The more you learn, the more you're good. And the less you're likely to fail next time. But in Europe, you know, we have this culture of immediate success. Failure is often seen as perceived as something extremely negative. And we try, I mean, at my level and with my associates, etc., we try to fight against this stereotype that is very, very European, you know. So, because then, of course, if you don't accept the idea that the more you learn in your life, the more you fail, the more you develop value, then you will have the perception that your market value will decrease over time. But if you think the other way around and feel like because you didn't do the things right the first time, but you learn from your mistakes, etc., then you can share with younger people who are starting their business, young entrepreneurs, etc., how to go straight to the point and not to fall into the same traps as maybe you felt 10 years ago, then you understand that you have like more and more value. It's about like sharing your knowledge and maybe be less hands-on over time, but probably be more like in like communicating what you learned.
Yeah, no, I you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I have a big event. And so basically I'm overseeing like three companies to make this project work. And I'm older than all of them, just obviously strikingly handsome. So no, most people don't know that. But I'm coordinating all three teams. And and my son listens and you know, he's in on it. And like we get off the call and he goes, and he'll say to me, he goes like, Dad, you know, you're so good at like handling everybody. Like they don't realize you're running that meeting and you're getting everybody to what you want them to do. And even though there's like three leaders in it, you politely take the reins, give a measurable, give what we're going to do till next week. What does everybody need to do? You do a recap of me. Like you can tell that you've been in 10,000 meetings. And like we can do so. Our meetings last 20 minutes where it would last hours. And you just, but that's a skill.
That's a skill. That's an incredible skill that you can apply to so many things. You're right. Yeah.
You know,
and but often people don't know their skills. They stick to exactly as you said, they stick to a job title and they stick to, they don't really value the skills that are behind the tasks they do. And it's too bad because they could like think out of the box and probably change career easily while leveraging what their skills are instead of trying sometimes, you know, to fight to develop skills that you don't have and you will probably never have. You will always be poor. You know, it's much better, as you say, to try to leverage where you're good at and what you love doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think you always got to make I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're the founder of a company. You always say, if I had to go start something tomorrow, for whatever reason, what would I do? Like, how would I generate an income? And if you ask yourself that every year, because I think in this economy, you always need to consider. I mean, I know that if I had to, there's certain things that I could effortlessly seamlessly earn my, be valuable to somebody where,
It's funny. You've probably heard, it's what the Japanese call the ikigai, right? The ikigai is a concept where you find your perfect place in this world, you know, where you are fully aligned in terms of what you deliver is fully aligned with your values, with your skill set, with what you love doing, you enjoy doing. This idea of ikigai, I really love it. And it's exactly what you mentioned. If tomorrow you have to make a living of something, what is it going to be? What's going to make you happy every day? And where do you think you will deliver the biggest impact? Positive impact.
Yeah.
I mean, that you will be proud of. It's this ikigai concept. It's really cool.
And I think that's what people need to, it's funny how we're organically getting into a conversation. We got into a conversation about aging, really. And I think you need to stop thinking about retiring. You need to think about what we're talking about. Now, what is it that I could do for the next 30 years that I would love doing, that I could do part-time, bring extraordinary value, where you could literally, you're so good at it. There's things that I would have no problem telling a person, listen, I will work for 30 days for free. And at the end of 30 days, either give me nothing or you can decide what I'm worth. Like you're so confident at that, if you've been doing it for 30 or 40 years, you should have about two or three things. You're like, no, I got this. Just let me do it. Let me show you. And at the end of 30 days, we can talk about what you think I'm worth.
Yeah. And I like the idea, but it shouldn't be an elitist view. It's definitely for everyone. I think everyone has those specific skills, but it can apply to many, many things who are aging. It's not because we could think that it's only for guys who used to be entrepreneurs, who were like C-levels in big companies, etc. But I think it's not the case at all. If you've been like taking care of kids, because you were a teacher or in a kindergarten or whatever, you have incredible skill set in terms of skills, in terms of communication, in terms of teaching that you can
tutoring
apply
So yeah, I do think the value of taking what you do and niching it back to like subcategories, I think that would be a good exercise. I hope people get that out of this podcast because I think it's so important. I have Arnaud Devay with me today here. He's the founder of JobGether.com, and this is a search engine for fully remote jobs. As we wrap this up, what is the one thing, Arnaud, that you like, one piece of advice you like to give entrepreneurs that you either you wish you would have known when you first got started, but it's kind of your go-to advice?
Yeah. So, well, let's say that I had a career in corporate world before being an entrepreneur. So I was used to working with like important resources, you know, and being like in a world of abundance, in a world where you can basically launch many projects, you know, you do sort of carpet bombing and you will see what's going to work or not. As an entrepreneur, the most difficult thing is that your resources are very scarce. You can fail, but when you fail, you have to learn extremely fast and adjust your approach extremely fast. So you cannot focus on many, many things. You have to make big bets. It has to start with your gut, your intuition. And then very fast, you must go into one direction, only one direction. And you have checkpoints, milestones where you validate your initial assumptions. And as long as you validate them, you continue and you go faster, faster, and you scale your business. And if you realize at some point that there was something really wrong, you adjust your strategy. So this is what I really learned that is very different from corporate world, where basically you don't have to be hyper-focused. You can launch several things and then you play with them, you know, there is no rush, etc. So it's
so true. When you're using someone else's money, it's amazing how long the runway is for success. And when it's your money, now the runway is a week.
It is true. It's a very short term and you have to deliver some impact every week. You have to find some, you have to be very agile and very efficient in what you do. And you should not burn yourself working 7 days a week, 20 hours a day. I think this is not the right way to be an entrepreneur. Yeah. It probably means that you're wasting your time with lots of distractions, lots of stupid things. If you're really focused, you should have healthy work-life balance, because entrepreneurship, launching a company, is not a sprint. It's really a long range. I mean,
the sooner you just stay in your strike zone, the better. The sooner as you find out, entrepreneurs tend to want to do more than they should do, and it's stuff they're not good at, just so they can say that they're working crazy hours. So I agree with that. I have Arnaud Devay with me today. Arnaud, how can people connect with you and your company?
Well, very easy to go to our website, so jobgather.com. We also have an Instagram account, Facebook, LinkedIn. Definitely, we're a service for talent, so we have a page on LinkedIn, but happy to help all the guys who want to work from anywhere in the world, help them find their dream job.
Great. I want to thank the audience. You continue to listen. You continue to tell others. You continue to give it a great review. You continue to subscribe. And as a host, I'm grateful for that. Launching this podcast, I'm shocked where it is 5 years later. So I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're going to have some more great guests and always some teaching lessons. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. I encourage you, if you're looking for some help with your marketing, reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com. Thank you so much, and we will talk again soon.